Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cowboy Seeks a Wild Child by Marley Michaels, narrated by Amy Melissa Bentley and Mason Lloyd. 1. Sarah. I like to think I've squeezed as much as I can out of my 28 years on this earth so far. But this is the first time where I've had to do a complete 180 and reconsider what my future might look like. Ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I've lived and breathed the rodeo life, traveling with my mom, dad, uncle, aunt, and cousin, Josie, around the Pacific Northwest, Canada, and Alaska. Then things got a little out of hand, and my nomad life got turned on its head. It wasn't even my fault, but I was told, okay, ordered, to take some time and clear my head. It's making me reevaluate everything I ever wanted, although maybe that's a good thing. Either way, I'm now taking that time for me, and that has me waking up in a sun-filled guest room on Eagle Mountain Ranch, the place my best friend and cousin, Josie, now calls home after meeting and falling in love with the reformed playboy and best bull rider in the land, Sawyer Barnes. There's another reason I'm here, though. Something I can admit to, but can't yet explain. And his name is Jasper Barnes. I first met Jasper when our rodeo came to the little Alaskan town called Kinleyville, nestled in the shadows of the great and gorgeous Eagle Mountain. That's where Josie met Sawyer and fell in love. And it's where I met Jasper, and something changed in me also. I'm not saying it was love, but it was definitely something interesting. I wanted to explore what might have been happening between him and me, but with the rodeo moving on in a pinch, there just wasn't time for anything more than friendship. Despite being okay walking away, once I left Kinleyville and moved on to the next stop of our tour, and then the next, the more lost and off balance I felt. At first, I thought it was because I no longer had my best friend by my side to share crazy adventures with. But even calling and speaking to Josie almost every day wasn't enough to get me back on track. I felt like something really important was missing. So this wild child went looking for fun in all the wrong places, causing unintentional trouble without realizing it, leading me to jump at the chance to deliver my Uncle Phil's prized rodeo bull to Josie and Sawyer's doorstep as an early wedding present. It was only supposed to be a quick trip down and back, maybe a month at most to clear my head. But while driving to get here, I decided that maybe I should stay a little while longer than that and try out the simpler life working the land. Thankfully, the Barnes family are a welcoming bunch, and today is my first day of How to Be a Ranch Hand 101. The sound of the breakfast bell ringing from outside the house cuts through my thoughts and spurs me into action as I swing my legs off the mattress and sit up, my eyes immediately moving to the window and the majestic mountain outside. She's big and beautiful, looking as if she's standing sentry protecting everyone. And part of me is hoping she can offer me a safe place to fall while I try out the ranch life for a spell. A knock at the door grabs my attention. "I hope you're decent," Josie calls out. "When am I ever decent?" She giggles and opens the door, greeting me with a smile so big it warms the whole room. "You slept in?" My head jerks back, and I reach back to check my phone, seeing it's barely past 7 in the morning. "No, I didn't." She nods. "First lesson of ranching, bestie? We're all up at dawn. Early bird gets the work done and all that." "Not sure that's the saying, Jesse." "It is around these parts. Come on, lazy bones. Ellie Mae's cooked up a big breakfast for all of us before you start your lessons." I tilt my head and frown. I kinda thought I'd just learn as I go. It's not like I'm immune to hard work. You and I used to put in long hours at the rodeo. We did, but something I've learned about living and working on a ranch is that there's a lot that goes into it. Lots of small things that, together, make sure this place run like a well-oiled machine. Okay. I stand and make quick work of shimmying on some jeans and slipping on a cute white short-sleeved shirt with frills lining the buttons straight down the middle. It's my farm chic look, and it makes me feel pretty. Perfect for working amongst a bunch of rugged ranchers. Sarah, you might want to rethink that top, Josie said, her lips twitching as she looks me over. Why? It's one of my favorites. Yep. Which is why you need to change into something more expendable. My head jerks back. Like what? Like an old t-shirt? Or one of the plaid shirts we'd wear when packing down on the circuit? Something that you don't mind getting your hands dirty in. I nod, realizing that maybe I've got a lot to learn about life on the ranch. Lesson one, no cute clothes while working. Bending down and rummaging through my suitcases, I find one of my well-worn and seen-better-days shirts and get changed, Josie nodding her approval when I perform a twirl. I'll meet you out there. It's all hands on deck today. Even the cousins have come over to help out today. Breeding season is underway, which means lots of check-in to see which heifers are pregnant and which ones aren't. Hey, Bruiser may be good, but even I know he can't be that good and impregnate cows he's barely met yet, I say with a smirk. Josie just shakes her head as she moves back toward the bedroom door leading to the hallway. Bruiser's getting checked out by Kendra today. She's the local vet and also Jesse's wife. And if he gets the all clear, the guys have said they might put him out with a few of the girls later today. Well, at least someone's gonna be getting some action. Oh, honey, you're the only one not getting any action around here, she says with a cheeky smirk. Now, that can't be true. What about Randy? He's single, right? As far as we know, but he spends a lot of time in town, so who knows if he has a secret lady friend on the side or something. All I know is that he sees the accountant a lot. So I've started to think accountant is code for something else. I knit my brow slightly as a puzzling thought hits me. Does, Jasper ever visit this accountant? Is that what brought you back here? No. I mean, you know I have an affinity with the man, but no, he's not the reason I left the rodeo. And I'm really not in the mood to dissect it, so if we can just head out to breakfast. Josie's brows lift sky high as she looks at me thoughtfully. But thankfully, she leaves well enough alone. One day you're gonna tell me what brought you here, Sarah. I nod, words escaping me. It's not something I want to delve into because that story makes me out to be naive and a little blind to the reality of the world around me. Besides, that's my past, and right now, my eyes are firmly on the future. I'll see you out there, okay? Josie closes the door as she leaves, and I take the chance to use the bathroom and do a quick and light makeup look. I am gonna be surrounded by cowboys, after all. When I'm finished, I take one last look at myself in the mirror, happy with what I see. Maybe being here will give me a chance to turn over a new leaf and escape the reputation I seem to have unjustly earned myself out on the tour. And if, in doing so, it means I find myself enjoying life here on the Eagle Mountain Ranch, then everything thrown at me lately will have been worth it. I just want to be happy.
2. Jasper. Hey-ho, Barnes family! I call out as I walk into the kitchen of my cousin's ranch house and sniff the air. My stomach growls over the scent of Ellie Mae's hot oatmeal with caramelized nuts and cooked berries, a decadent dish that almost tastes like dessert for breakfast. And let's not neglect to mention her signature cowboy coffee, brewing on the stove, and the heaving pile of crispy bacon in the middle of the table. It's a meal fit for a king, and I, for one, am famished. "Hey there, Jasper," Ellie Mae says with a smile. "You're here bright and early."
"Yeah, figured y'all might need some help clearing those dishes," I say, my eyes wide as saucers.
Ellie Mae chuckles and gestures toward the large farmhouse table with a tilt of her head. "Set your ass in one of the chairs, cousin. You know there's always plenty of food to go round."
"Gotta be honest, I was totally counting on it," I say, rubbing my hands together as I take the empty seat next to Sawyer, who's happily sipping on his coffee and smirking at me. I give him a look of confusion as I take the mug Ellie Mae's husband Miller hands me and nod my thanks before drinking a large swig of the energy-giving concoction. I swear to God, if more people could get their hands on this brew, productivity would never be an issue. It's like a jolt to the senses from the very first sip. "What the hell are you smirking at, Sawyer?" I say when he won't quit. "Just wondering if a certain house guest has something to do with your newfound ability to accurately read time." Sawyer sips his coffee again, that damn smirk still on his mouth, even as he swallows. My eye twitches. "What house guest?" I ask, just as Sawyer's fiancée, Josie, steps out of the hall and announces to the room that Sarah will be out shortly. Sawyer lifts his brow and continues to smirk my way. "Oh, that guest."
"Yeah," he says,
"that one. You know, the girl you've been pining over ever since we went out to the lake and you two harassed all the kids at the makeout spot."
"That was a great night," I say, chuckling at the memory of all those kids shrieking whenever we shone a flashlight in through the window. "Sarah is a hoot to hang out with."
"Yeah, the best," he says, his attention turning toward Josie, the woman who stole his heart and achieved the impossible by taming Sawyer's wild ways.
Before meeting his fiancée, Sawyer was adamant he'd be a bachelor until the day he died. But then the rodeo came into town and bam, something my cousins named the Mountain's Call happened. From that moment, he has been ridiculously happy. So much that I've started to hope this call thing, however it works, will extend to the cousins in the Barnes family, too. My three brothers and I would not be disappointed if this mountain spirit decided to bless us with the one woman on the planet we're each destined to be with. I don't think any man in his right mind would say no to that. As far as I'm concerned, loving and having the love of a good woman is one of the pinnacles of happiness for a hard-working rancher like me. My dream has always been to work the family land and raise the next generation here, too. All I'm waiting for now is for that special someone to come into my life. Clearing my throat, I turn away from the loved-up couple and meet the eyes of the quiet authority that is Randy. He's the oldest of all of us Barnes men, and as such is the head of the family. We all look to him for both guidance and understanding because the man knows his shit. When they inherited this ranch from their father, things were a bit of a mess. Randy was the one who came up with the plan to clean that mess up and diversify in a way that has made the ranch thrive. To a bunch of guys who are great at physical labor, but shit at numbers and anything else business-related, having Randy show us the way has been a godsend. There isn't one man in this town with Barnes as a last name who goes to sleep at night worried about his job security. Between the ranch and the supply store, there's always something to do. "Hey, Randy," I say, helping myself to some oatmeal and sprinkling the sweet and crunchy coating on top. "What's the work schedule looking like today?"
"Busy. We've got to get Bruiser looked at and moved into the back pasture. But he's a mean bastard, so..."
"Great. Yeah, that's going to be a battle and a half right there," I say, cutting him off before the rest of the table tunes in and hears what I'm about to ask. "I was thinking I could step in and help train up the new ranch hand for you. You know, since I only work here seasonally, I'm probably the best suited for showing her what's expected round here."
Dipping my spoon in the thick mix in my bowl, I shovel in a mouthful so I don't start blabbering about all the reasons I want the chance to spend time with Sarah. Preferably alone. Because at the end of the day, Sawyer is 100% right. I am here early because of Sarah, and I have been pining over her ever since the rodeo left town. She was like a breath of fresh air in my otherwise humdrum life. Don't get me wrong, I love what I do and where I live, but Sarah was like the breath of fresh air I never knew I needed. I think the last time I laughed like I did with her was when I was in high school, and we filled the math teacher's car up with ping pong balls and watched them all come rushing out when he opened the door. We were laughing so hard and loud that we all got detention for a month. But it was totally worth it. Just like I hope spending as much time as possible with Sarah while she's in town will be worth it, too. You never know. If this mountain call thing can happen to me, then maybe that's the reason why she's here. And if it is, I'm gonna make damn sure she has every chance to hear or feel or see it. I seriously have no idea how this thing works. To know it's real. It's worth a shot, right? You want me to put you in charge of training Sarah? Randy asks, his deep voice commanding the attention of everyone in the room. I don't miss the raised brow expressions that get exchanged by everyone around the table. Squaring my shoulders, I clear my throat and try to ignore the static-filled silence. Yes, that's what I'm asking, I say, just as Sarah enters the room, her arms behind her head, dragging her hair into a ponytail, while simultaneously making her checked shirt slide up and expose a sliver of smooth skin on her midriff. My eyes rake over her from head to toe, and my mouth goes dry. Am I interrupting something? She asks, pulling the ponytail holder from between her teeth and securing her red hair in place. I can't help myself and kind of just gape at her, but Randy has enough of his faculties available to answer for me. We were just discussing the work schedule, he says, and once you get some food in your belly, you'll be out in the barn with Jasper. He'll show you what needs doing today. Biting the inside of my cheek to suppress my smile, I do my best to play it cool as I tilt my coffee toward Sarah in cheers. Hope you're ready to get your hands dirty. Sarah smiles as she makes her way toward the coffee on the stove. Oh, you know me, Jasper. I'm always up for some good old-fashioned dirty fun. It's at the point my dick chimes in and my coffee almost chokes me. Sawyer cups his hand around his ear as Randy hands me a napkin. Wait, is that a call I'm hearing? Sawyer says, earning himself a kick under the table. From yours truly. Sarah turns with her coffee mug cradled between her hands. I don't hear no phone ringing, she says, looking innocently confused when the entire table erupts into laughter. Don't you worry about that motley crew, Pat, Ellie Mae says. They're a weird bunch, but I promise they grow on you. Her eyes meet mine over the top of her cup. Here's hoping.
3. Sarah. After cleaning up the breakfast dishes with Ellie Mae and Josie, I slip on my pink work boots and make my way outside, where I find everyone else gone and Jasper waiting for me. Hey. Hey, little lady. Jasper's gaze drops to my boots. You sure you want to get those pretty things mucked up? He asks with a twinkle in his eye. I look down at my feet with a frown before lifting my head. I'd tow my boots in the dirt and shoot him a grin. These beauties can hold up to a lot of dirt and mess. I'm sure I'll be fine. Your call. You're ready to shuck out some stalls in the barn, then? Sure thing. I'm here to learn, right? Yes, ma'am. If you'll follow me this way. He sweeps his arm out, and I turn to walk beside him as we walk toward the barn. How have you been since I saw you last, Sarah? Lost and alone and wondering where I went wrong in life. Oh, you know, footloose and fancy free. That answer is a hell of a lot better than the truth. His lips curve up. Sure was a nice surprise seeing you again. That pulls a genuine smile from my lips. Yeah, Jazz, you too. He looks at me like there's more than a simple query about my well-being behind his words. It makes me get lost in his gentle gaze for a moment, but then a wall of emotion pushes up, and I decide to change the subject. So, what have y'all got planned for me on my first day? The stalls need their daily clean-out and refill. Then we'll chuck some more hay and feed in there for the workhorses when they return from the fields. I hook my thumbs in the loops of my jeans, knowing I'm more than up to the task. You're going easy on me there, cowboy. Jasper chuckles and shakes his head. You're not a lady afraid of a bit of hard work, then? No, siree, not me. I've been working ever since I got my first pair of cowboy boots. I'm sure you did. Was it all on the rodeo, or did your family have some land? I shake my head. The rodeo life is all I've ever known. Josie and I grew up with dirt on our hands, the sun shining down on our heads, and not a single thing tying us to one place for longer than a few weeks. Sounds like an exciting life. Never a dull moment on the road, that's for sure. Huh, I bet, he says, sounding a little distracted. We reach the barn doors, the smell of hay and manure assaulting my senses. Not in a bad way, of course, more like a reminder of home. Well, what I know as home, anyway. This place is something else entirely. A smile plays on my lips. Why are you smiling, little lady? I don't know. I just like it here. I feel settled, I guess. His brows furrow. In the barn? The ranch, genius. It's homely, you know? Yeah, I know. A smirk teases the side of his mouth before he shifts his gaze from me to the fields out in the distance, then sighs. This here ranch is the most beautiful land around. It's all I've ever known and all I want to know. Must be nice feeling that connected to something, I say, feeling a sense of longing for something like roots and a roof that isn't made of portable metal hanging over my head. Yeah. He shakes his head slightly before turning back to me and taking a deep breath. Anyway, you want to grab that old hay pick over there and that there muck bucket? You'll probably want some gloves, too. Then I'll show you what's expected and leave you to work your way down this side. He waves his hand to the first stall we come across, and I'll start at the end and work my way back to you. Okay, boss, he snorts. I ain't the boss. Well, you can be my boss any day, Jasper. I blurt, before wincing and trying to correct myself. I mean, you're the boss today. My boss today, anyway. Sheesh, stop flirting, Sarah. That's what gets you into trouble with cowboys, remember? Jasper chuckles at my blabbering and nods. Guess I am. Okay, then. Let's get to work. Or my actual boss won't be happy with our progress. I do as asked, grabbing what we need and walking over to the stall where Jasper waits for me. He holds out a hand and grips the pick handle before stepping into the stall and turning his back to me. Wow, I thought for sure there'd be more shavings on the ground, I say, peering into the large wooden area. We've installed rubber flooring underneath. Means it's already soft enough without needing a bunch more padding for the horses when they lay down. And since we've got a few horses that paw the ground, it helps stop the ground from getting full of holes. Makes sense. We go through so much of the stuff at the rodeo. Those bulls are finicky bastards about where they bed down for the night. Aren't we all? He replies, looking over his shoulder and shooting me a wink. I laugh. Not me. I could fall asleep on a pile of nettles if I was tired enough. A consequence of a nomadic upbringing, I guess. I finish what I'm doing, then lean on the broom as I look to Jasper for instruction. Okay, what do we do now? Well, we remove any poop piles from overnight, And if there's urine spots, then you go get some of the horse stall refresher powder from the store at the front and scatter it over the wet spots. I nod, trying to focus on what he's telling me and not his work pants when he bends over and the fabric clings to his butt. Right. Remove the poop. Powder the puddles. What about the water? We use water buckets rather than an automated system. Means we can monitor their water intake better and spot if something's wrong sooner rather than later. He walks over to a bright blue water bucket and reaches a hand in, pulling out a handful of dripping wet hay and throwing it into the muck bucket. And if there's hay in there, 'cause some of our horses like to make a mess like that, you chuck it out and then make sure the water's topped up from the tap outside. He pauses and looks over at me. Still with me? Yep. Keep going. Right. Well, once you've cleaned the floor and everything, you can grab a bag of pine shavings from the store and then scatter them around to make sure the floors are completely covered. But don't just dump them in the middle, because depending on whether it's a mare or a gelding in here, that'll depend on where they urinate, and there's nothing worse than coming in the next day to a giant wet pile of shavings in the middle of the room. Okie dokie. No giant potty piles. Gotcha. Jasper chuckles, his shoulders shaking with it. I find I kinda like that he uses his whole body to laugh like that. God, I must be losing my mind if that is what gets my attention. He holds out the pick for me, waiting till I've wrapped my fingers around the handle before letting it go. You think you can do it now? Yep, boss. Let me dazzle you with my poop shoveling skills. I bet I'm a natural. You're something, all right, he murmurs under his breath. Does he mean it as a good thing or a bad thing? Just holler out if you need anything, yeah? Yep, but I won't. I'll be fine, Jas. Okay, I'll leave you to it then. And with a tip of his hat, he moves back toward the store to grab his own equipment, while I stand there and look in at the half-shucked stall. Right. Ranch hand, 10, cleaning manure. I'm not gonna lie here. I've avoided this kind of job my entire life, preferring to stick to grooming animals over cleaning up over them. Besides, in a traveling rodeo, there are people hired specifically for the dirty jobs. But I've seen this thing done enough times to know what it entails. So, how hard can it really be? Okay, harder than I thought. I'm almost finished with my third stall when I stop to catch my breath. My shoulders ache. I'm sweating up a storm. And if I don't have to see another piece of horse poop again, honestly, how much are they feeding these animals? I'd be a happy camper. Of course, that's not gonna happen because there are still another 3 stalls to go on this side. All good in there? Jasper asks, his voice bouncing off the walls and catching me off guard. I jump, freaking out and thinking he's a horse creeping up on me. This means I whirl around and step back on 1 foot to catch myself. But of course, my boot squishes a giant nugget of poop I'd missed, making it slip forward and me fall backward. Then I land butt first into the muck bucket behind me, a loud squelch filling my ears, confirming my embarrassment as the stench of freshly squashed manure sticks to me. Wonderful. Oh my God, I shriek, my legs and hands flailing as I try and fail to squeeze my butt out of the bucket, overbalancing and jerking my whole body sideways. The entire thing tips along with me, sealing this as the most embarrassing moment of my life when I land shoulder first onto a pile of not yet covered urine-soaked shavings on the floor. Just kill me now, I groan, my hands covering my face. Jasper's chuckle gets closer, as do his footsteps until he stops right in front of me. Slowly, I splay my fingers and tilt my head up, meeting his crinkled eyes and seeing his outstretched hand being offered my way. Need some help there, little lady? I wave my hand in the air dramatically. I'm fine, totally fine. Just leave me to die from mortification. In fact, scrape me off the floor, and toss me out into the poop pile outside. I could do that, he says, his voice full of amusement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?